FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I bring you back from that quick break, before we move into the personal connection, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
With spring break happening and Easter travel, even Memorial Day, which is coming up, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even here domestically, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with TravelGuard.com/Carrie. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's smart travel, folks. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct, get the customized coverage. You should have it. TravelGuard.com/Carrie. Or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. Seasoned RVers Patrice and Kevin McCabe are joining us for today's personal connection as we discuss RV There Yet, their popular show, which airs on the Discovery Channel and is going into its fifth season this summer. Off to the show hotline we go again to connect with this traveling husband and wife.
Well, we're going to do just that, Mary. Hello, Patrice. Hello, Kevin. Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having us.
Great having you here this morning. Yeah, Patrice, you and your husband, Kevin, you ran your own successful production company for many years and produced a very popular fishing show out there. I know you've traveled around the U.S. going to boat shows and coastal destinations, but I want to talk about the big pivot to an RV travel show during the pandemic. How did that conversation start?
Well, it really happened when we were in a meeting with Discovery, with the network, and because of COVID, we couldn't travel and we couldn't produce the fishing show that we were producing for them at the time. And like the creative brain does, Kevin McCabe, who I married, he just threw out an idea of what about a travel series in an RV. We've been RVers since 2004 because of that fishing show, and they loved the idea. We left that meeting. The biggest challenge in that meeting was keeping my face straight because I had no idea what he was talking about. But when we left, I was like, what are you talking about and who's hosting it? So here we are producing season five. Yeah. And having a blast. So it's his idea.
Well, listen, and you jumped right on board. Congratulations to both of you. It's a great show, and I just love this business pivot. So, Kevin, since you and Patrice are in our personal connection segment today, it's one of our segments that we do where we discuss the transformative and inspirational aspects of travel. With that said, since you and Patrice are on the road driving all over the U.S., I'd love to hear what you enjoy most about what you do, since it was your idea, and give us an area of the country you think everyone should see once.
Well, I think the best part for us is we complement each other. So Patrice is really the star of the show. She's going to laugh at me because I always say that, but she is really a natural. I am kind of behind the scenes. I've been a producer for 35 years. Mm-hmm. So being on television for me is not real comfortable. So Patrice is really the natural. So we really get along and complement each other really well. My favorite location so far that we've been on is Montana, the Badlands of Montana. I'm from Florida, so anytime I can get in the mountains, get into what I consider a place that looked like Mars, dinosaur world. It was just really, really cool. The largest state park in Montana, on the eastern part of Montana. But I love, I produce the show too. We do all the editing. So I just love all of it. And so that, for me,
awesome.
The production, all of it is really my favorite part.
Yeah, I hear it in your voice. It's great. So, Patrice, same question for you. What do you like about what you're doing now and one spot in the U.S. you think everyone should see once?
Oh, I get to travel this amazing country for a living. Often we'll look at each other and we say, we get to do this. You know, we don't have to do this. We get to do this. So when we're at the top of a mountain or, you know, we're kayaking down the Little Miami River in the middle of Cincinnati, you know, we look at each other a lot of times and go, we get to do this. Mm-hmm. So my favorite part, too, are the people we meet. But being Sicilian, it's definitely the food around the country that is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And being in an RV, we get to take a lot of it home with us. Mm. One of my favorite spots, though, is always going to be Nebraska. I grew up there. I didn't get to see it as a kid. We didn't vacation that way. But going to the state parks in the northeast and the northwest corner of Nebraska, they had to drag me out of there kicking and screaming. Well, it's beautiful.
I love hearing that. And by the way, Patrice, listen, you're right at home here with another Sicilian. And by the way, just coming up this week on Thursday the 19th, St. Joseph's Day. So an early happy St. Joseph's Day to you. Most people around the country.
Oh, thank you,
yes. Exactly. We know that's coming. So, Kevin, I want to go this direction with you. You know, as I listen to this conversation, first, I want to congratulate both you and Patrice on what you've built. I mean, it's outstanding.
Thank you.
Mary and I can identify in so many ways what you just said. I always say, listen, I mean, I'm the quarterback back here on this program, but Mary is the secret sauce, and there wouldn't be a show without her. And I just love, Patrice, what you said as well, that you get to travel. Mary and I say that all the time, the people we meet and the connections we make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mary and I know firsthand what it means to be married and build a successful media business together. It comes with a lot of sweat equity, obligations, discipline, agita I'll throw in there, you know, right? Certainly, but a lot of satisfaction. I'd also say it's hard really to define what we do until you actually do it and other people get involved with it. So talk about the entrepreneurial side of what you and Patrice have built, and any advice for maybe some budding business owners out there tuned in today.
Well, I think it's all, like you said, sweat equity. I mean, it's so much. We live it every day. We wake up every day. I literally produce while I sleep. So I'm a true producer. I will say this about entrepreneurs that are doing this, is don't get burnt out. I see this social media world, and everybody's just chasing this YouTube, and every week, kids, families, don't burn yourself out. It's very easy to wake up and know you have to film every day. What I love about this show is we produce 13 episodes a year, and that's just enough, and I'm totally happy with that schedule.
Patrice, since you and Kevin are living your life and running your business from an RV for the most part, any quick helpful tips on just even that, working together in a small space like that in a full, a lot of people are doing RVs and a lot of people are living in them these days and also working remotely. Any tips?
Yeah, the tips for me are get outside. And just in life anyway, even if you're not in an RV, get outside. Vitamin D from Mother Nature is a mood changer, an attitude adjuster. It's all of the things. Get some steps in, number one. Number two, I'm a communicator. You've got to, and you guys know this too, from working with your husband, you know, you've got to be able to communicate. Do not assume that that's what they meant or how they said it is what they meant. It's really about communicating. That's what the key to business is, and any successful relationship is communication. And I feel like Kevin and I, and you two certainly, over the years, you've got it down.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I would say
to.
In today's
you're
100% society,
right.
Listen, Mary and I communicate very effectively.
Yeah.
We obviously, you two as well.
And if we have an issue, you got to address it right
away. It's the people that you have to work with. I mean, communicating is getting more and more challenging out there in the world. Even though we have more tools to do it, I think it goes back to, Kevin, what you said.
Yeah.
People are just either they're burned out or they're so scattered with how many different devices and forms of communication.
Yeah.
Having a clear vision. But I do want to go this direction. So you've got season 5. It's kicking off in July. So that's a few months from now, obviously. And, you know, I'm sure you don't want to go into too many details, and we totally respect that. So instead, I'm just going to ask you to give everyone a basic idea of what's coming.
Well, this season is all about America 250, the semi-quincentennial birthday of this country. We have honored that by painting our RV red, white, and blue. It is a beautiful piece of artwork that we're rolling down the road with. We started in Pennsylvania, where it all started. We go to see Elvis in Branson, Missouri. So there's a lot to look forward to here in season 5 on Discovery Channel.
Well, I love that.
Well, that whet our appetites. Yeah. That's great.
I mean, we have on this show invested so heavily in America 250 and our big Let's Go America tours that we do. And I love, so you're not going to miss finding you. Love the fact of the paint scheme.
Yep. And that's July 5th on the Discovery Channel, correct?
Correct.
So
I just love the energy.
Yeah,
I really just love hearing. And I really do go back to, again, we love every time we get a chance to meet people who are like-minded and who've had success.
Yep.
And you're doing it as a married couple. I mean, it's a blessing for both of you. So congratulations once again. And thank you very much for joining us today. I'm going to just say, Traveling McCabe's, Mary. I mean, you know, they're doing it.
I hope our paths cross, you guys. That was a fun conversation. Thank you.
Best of luck with season 5 and coming up on the Discovery Channel.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yep. Take care. All the best to you both.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the Traveling McCabes, Mary. I love
that. What fun.
Yeah. Website, folks. You can connect with Patrice and Kevin directly yourself. Love the website. RVThereYetTV. RVThereYetTV.com. So go do that. And if you do connect with them, share a note with us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Right now, we're going to prepare for this bottom of the hour break. If we don't, Bobby's going to do it anyway for us. The museum gallery is still ahead this hour, but next, the right stuff comes your way.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.